explain it to them yourself as you are the doctor, they won't listen. Mm. So I took him away from him and took him to my doctor, mm-hmm. a Caucasian doctor. And then we found out that he had glaucoma, he was a diabetic, and he had high blood pressure, all mm-hmm. kinds of things wrong. And this Chinese doctor never did find out or never did say. Mm. So the communication he had with the people in China, he just threw the mail away. And so we didn't think fast enough to save all those letters and get someone that could read Chinese to find out for me, because I have, my father was a twin.
Oh.
So he had a twin brother in China and another older brother, and they have children and probably grandchildren over there. But we don't know them. We don't even know their names.
Mm.
And I would love to know, because if we ever get to go over there to visit, we could go to visit them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know my father used to send money to them until he became ill, you know.
When did he become ill?
Oh, that was like 1962, mm-hmm. you know, maybe 61. But because he passed away October 1964,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's a shame that we've lost contact. And then maybe because those people stopped writing to us because my father stopped sending money to them.
Mm. Oh. or that he threw away
never,
the letters.
Well, he didn't answer them, you know.
Them.
But
oh.
they, you know, they had the address. They had our home address. They had my sister's home address. And they still live at the same address.
You can't read Chinese, right?
No.
Mm-mm. And what did you learn during that 1 year while?
Well, if I see certain characters and words, I can remember
mm-hmm.
vaguely, you know, but all the basics, you know, like the word family,
mm-hmm.
you know, ga, and then the, you know, that book, there were two, one was called Guoman or
mm-hmm.
something,
yeah.
and then the other one, there was another one.
How many people were there in your class?
Oh, they had like three classes in one room, and so three grades, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I don't remember how many. There was about maybe 30, 40 people in the one room,
mm-hmm.
but we had, you know, I was in first grade,
mm-hmm.
I assume, then they had like third or fourth grade, and then they had another one, you know, older grade.
Yeah, in your grade. In your grade,
there was probably like a dozen, 10 or 12 of us, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall exactly.
In recreation, did your family prefer things like mahjong, or did your family prefer something like
Not when we were young. We didn't have anything like that.
Your parents, what did your parents do in their spare time? Did they do
anything
for fun?
My mother did knitting, crocheting, embroidering, you know, things like that. Mahjong, she used to teach mahjong.
She taught it?
They had, you know, this, that Mrs. Mei Wong?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Mama would tell you, no, I don't know, but I know it was either her sisters and my mother,
mm-hmm.
a few of the ladies, the Caucasian people wanted to learn mahjong, and it was very popular at one time. I'm trying to think, must have been in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what year. They sat in a window, she said it was May Company, you know, how, and then they have a mahjong table set
mm-hmm.
up. They sat there and played mahjong. They got paid for it.
For playing mahjong in the display window?
Yeah, to show the Caucasian women how to play.
On the street, like the
wall,
window,
you know, where
next
the makeup company.
The street.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the ladies would just stand there
and watch to see how they play mahjong, because mahjong was very popular among the Caucasian
uh-huh.
people for a short time.
I see.
Yeah, but for their actual recreation, we didn't have anything. No, you know, like now they have bowling, they have tennis, they have all the different sports.
How about movies? Did your parents?
Once in a while, I went to movies. Once a week, we went to movies.
Oh, that's cool.
On Saturdays, you know. I have an uncle that used to take me when I was about four, maybe, four or five. He used to take me every, I think Saturday, no, I don't, it could have been Sunday. And we would run and walk, you know, down to, from Old Chinatown, where the plaza there, and he would pick me up, and the two of us would go down to this way, to like 3rd Street or 4th Street, and there was a theater.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 cents, and we sit there and watch about 5 or 6 movies.
Oh, different ones?
Yeah, maybe they were shorter length movies,
uh-huh.
You know. But and then Christmas, Easter, all that, they gave us a free candy bar. You know, and but I remember my uncle used to take me, because he and I used to do that quite a bit. We used to go, you know,
what
every
kind
week.
Of movies with
cowboys and
cowboys.
Indians. That's why I still like John Wayne movies, that type, you know. But
did you see any movies with Chinese roles?
I did not like the Chinese movies.
Because you mean the Chinese movie from China or the American
No, there were no
the
American-made Chinese movies, except...
No, I meant American movies with a Chinese role, like, for instance, Good Earth, Chinese characters
in
them.
We worked in those movies.
Oh.
As movie extras.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But did you see any?
Yeah, I did see it many years later. I don't recall, you know.
But before 45, did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Any?
The Good Earth, and, well, during that time, they were making a lot of war movies.
Yeah.
You know, with the Japanese and all that.
Mm.
And,
Oh, you mean the Chinese were used to portray the Japanese? What about, like, Charlie Chan and Fu Manchu and those things?
I don't remember seeing any Fu Manchu movie. But I did see a lot of all the Charlie Chan movies, the majority of them, you know.
Yeah. What did you think of the movies? The movies like that where there were Chinese characters.
Oh, it was interesting.
It was well done?
Well, to our, you know, amateurish opinion. It was because it was about Chinese that we thought it was something very good, you know. But
yeah.
We did not
realize. Did you ever see a movie where there were negative stereotypes about the Chinese?
There's a many. You mean like when the Chinese is always a laundry man?
Or have long fingernails and.
Well.
Evil,
there was
evil.
One movie they made like that called the Shanghai Gesture.
Oh.
I think that's the name. And it was, I don't recall the locale or anything about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is there was one Caucasian lady, she portrayed a madame.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, you know, all the long fingernails, you know, and all that.
And she was supposed to be a Chinese woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the ladies, in fact, the young lady that was in the movie was, I can't think of her name. She played in the movie Laura, you know. Oh, Jean Tierney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jean Tierney. Anyway, that movie, I don't recall the story at all. All I remember is that they had a lot of these Chinese women, you know. In this place, it was supposed to be a gambling hall, but I guess they were supposed to be prostitutes, you know, and all that kind. But that was one movie. I don't remember what. I'd like to see it now to see what it was really about, because I don't remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was one lady named Anna Mae Wong,
mm-hmm.
And she used to play parts where, you know. She was always the villainous,
mm-hmm.
or the murderess, you know,
mm-hmm.
or killed herself, or, you know.
Mm.
And so I think the Chinese people here were quite against her for playing those type of roles. But I liked her because she was related to us, to my father.
Was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we had, I can't find them right now, but we have pictures of their family when they were, you know, first here from China, or maybe they were in China, I don't know. They all came from the same village of Canton, someplace in Canton.
You mentioned that you were in an extra.
Mm-hmm.
You worked as an extra.
Yeah, I remember.
When?
Well, we did. I did for The Good Earth. And many movies after that, but I don't know the titles. I don't remember the titles.
Playing a member of the crowd?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
The
whole Chinese community did.
The Good Earth was, I believe, produced in 1930-something.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't remember the year. If it ever comes out again, then I would know.
And how many years would you say you have worked as an extra?
I just did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I meant up before 45.
Oh gosh, I don't remember that. I had an uncle that would take me to the studio, you know, Polari, and work as a background.
Oh, you were
from
a little
the time
baby.
I was
then.
A little baby.
Oh, I
see. So you asked me what year? I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
I would not know because there was a man that he used to be the, I guess, the go-between for the movie studios to hire all the Chinese people to work
I
in the
studios.
I thought
it was Bessie Liu.
Oh no, Mrs. Liu was the casting agent up until, you know, now. There was a man called Tom Gubbins.
He
was a Eurasian.
Uh-huh.
And he had, I don't know if he owned it or what, the Western costuming.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, and he started it, and he was living next door to my grandmother in Old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, because this is way back when my grandmother was a young lady, they wanted her to go to work. But he, Mr. Gubbins, used to hire all the Chinese people to go to work in the movies.
Uh-huh.
He looked like a Caucasian. He was Eurasian, but he spoke Chinese fluently, beautifully.
I see. Your maternal grandmother.
Yes.
Right?
Uh huh. In Old Chinatown.
Were there many Chinese extras or many chances for Chinese extras to appear?
I guess they did, you know, because Mama said that he would ask Grandma to go to work, and she's crazy, you know. She would never do anything like that. But this man first, then there was another man after him. He was a pharmacist, I think, a pharmacist. His name was Dr. Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became the movie agent also.
And they were both.
And they used to get people to go to work in the movies.
During which period did
from the time I was a child.
Uh-huh. And when did Dr. Chi start?
It was either
agent.
Before or after Good Earth time.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But Mrs. Liu was not the agent at that time.
Mrs. Liu came after Dr. Chi?
Yes, uh-huh, after.
I see.
How long after, I don't know. But she's a good friend. I'm a friend of hers. I know her very well, but we don't socialize or anything. It's just that we've always known each other, you know, from different things. I've been to her home and all that. But Mr. Gubbins, as far as I know, in my lifetime, he started it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a Dr. Chi. And then I guess Mrs. Liu came after him.
Yeah. Did you ever join any family associations or any other kind of associations in Chinatown?
No. My father belonged to the, of course he was a Wong, so he had the Wong, and then when he was living in Sacramento, he belonged to the Bingung, you know, association, or whatever they called them. He belonged to those two.
Did you join any social organizations?
No. Mm-mm.
Either Chinese or American?
No. Mm-mm. Just during when I was a teenager, when I came back from Sacramento, and the war was on, then I had a Sunday school teacher. Her name at that time was Mary Chun Lee, which is now Mary Shan, Mrs. Mary Shan. She's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the, I guess, the second language coordinator, Korean coordinator for the Board of Education right now.
Mm-hmm.
And her, she was a Sunday school teacher at Methodist Church. So
when
she,
was this?
It was during the war.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
16, 17, somewhere around there. And maybe younger, because anyway, she belonged to the, it was called the American Women's Volunteer Services, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are women like Mrs. Bob Hope and Mrs. Pat O'Brien, Mrs. Jimmy Gleason. There are a lot of movie stars, wives, Bing Crosby's wife, all these people, they all belong to it, of course, and a lot of wealthy women. They volunteer their services to take care of different things for the servicemen for the war.
So what was your role?
So Mary was a hostess, and they had a canteen in Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
the one that's in Chinatown now. So they needed people to go there and sit and talk to the soldiers that came into the canteen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the American canteen, they had ladies dancing with them, serving donuts,
right.
coffee, you know, and all that. So she took us there every Sunday after church. And so we did the same, served them coffee, donuts, we had Chinese probably. They probably had Chinese stuff. I don't even remember what they served. But then we were teaching some of them how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that usually on Sundays for a few years. But
did
that was
the only...
Did you join
any church groups?
Well, we belonged to the Methodist Church at that time, you know, and then the young people's, you know.
Were the church services held in Chinese or English?
Both. It was both in English and Chinese.
The ones that you and your family attended, since your father doesn't...
Oh, well, he did not attend church with us.
Oh,
because he was the Chinese religion, you know. The
Buddhism?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
But your mother...
They had
uh-huh.
My grandmother did that. And
did you remember having a family shrine of some sort?
You know, it's at my uncle's home. That belonged to my great grandparents. My grandparents, it is at my mother's older brother's home.
Yeah. Do you remember what you did when you were a child, say during Chinese New Year's? Did you have to
buy some?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Did you believe in it?
We believed in both.
Did you understand what kind
of... No, we did not understand it, but it was told that we had to, you know, do this and that, so we just have always followed with it, and we always did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chinese New Year, I know they put the chicken and cha and su jiao and all that on the altar,
mm-hmm.
there, you know,
yeah.
and then dim hyung and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went through all that with my grandmother, my mother's grandmother.
Uh-huh.
But my father's family, they believe in it also, you know. But we did not have an altar or anything at home, except they used to burn incense. You
uh-huh.
know, we used to have incense, a place, not at this home, but we did in Chinatown. We used to burn, they used to burn incense every day. But they believe in it, you know.
Who?
My father and my grandmother. My father did.
Believed in what?
In Baiposat, you know,
uh-huh.
the religion. And my mother's family, they believe in it also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
But I thought you said your mother was
like
a Christian.
Us, well, she's a Christian, but she's not baptized into the church.
But she didn't then, if she can't
we
be both a Christian and a Buddhist. In other words, I think it's mutually exclusive.